This episode of the Topcast is proudly supported by Forte.
The last episode, one solution I presented to this challenge is leaning more into group classes. Perhaps you already have group options in your school, but the percentage of students taking groups are a relatively low amount. Well, this fall would be a great time to focus on how can you get more of your students into groups.
Tim Topham here, and welcome back to the Topcast from Top Music Co. I'm so glad to have you with us, and I hope you're having a great week and weekend ahead. This is episode number 296, where we're going to be unpacking the question of how to find music teachers and instructors while there's an employment shortage on, which is a real challenge right now. And so in this episode, we have a special guest, Dave Simon, joining us, but not for the usual interview. What I actually have done is we're going to be republishing a podcast episode that Dave Simon put out on his own podcast, which is called the Music Lessons and Marketing Podcast. Highly recommended you go and check it out, where he unpacks this topic in depth himself and comes up with some fantastic solutions for anybody who's looking to hire music teachers for their studio. So this can be really relevant if you have been really successful with your marketing and you've got a long waiting list. We know that for most students, being on a waiting list for much longer than a couple of months generally means the people will go and find a different teacher. So if you want to try and capture those students and not have them sitting around on waiting lists and dropping off waiting lists, one of the ways you can do that is to hire other teachers to help you. And we've had many of our members look to do this. And oftentimes the simplest way to do this at the start is to hire an instructor to travel to students' houses while you continue to teach in your own house. And it's a great solution to this good problem of having a waiting list and having too many students. Or maybe you're at a stage in your career where you would like to cut back on your teaching, but still support and impact as many students as you did before. And it's a good opportunity for you to hire other teachers. But we do know that right now, there's a bit of an employment shortage. Everyone's looking for teachers. And everyone's looking for staff generally, and it can be really hard to find people. And Dave gives you one pretty revolutionary idea here that may be suitable for your studio that can potentially solve this problem when you're searching for other teachers. He also discusses, which is why I'm so excited that he's happy for us to rebroadcast this podcast. He also goes into depth about how you can also train those teachers up without spending hours and hours creating books and training packages and modules and things like that as well. He actually has a solution for that, which you're not going to believe. It's so simple, but so effective. So Dave Simon, thank you very much for letting me share this podcast with my audience. And thank you for putting it together. It's going to be really, really helpful to many people. Now, if you haven't met Dave before, Dave licenses his group music classes called Kids Rock and Junior Rockers and Piano Jam to educators worldwide. His programs allow complete beginners to experience the ultimate musical thrill, learning and performing music in an ensemble, even at a super young age. Dave ran and operated a music school for 17 years in St. Louis, Missouri, where he developed a passion for marketing. He's the host, as I mentioned, of the business growth podcast, Music Lessons and Marketing. Make sure you go check it out. But for now, let's hand it over to Dave for today's episode.
Today, I want to talk about the teacher shortage that seems to be plaguing our industry. Many music schools I talk to share with me that they're unable to hire new teachers, that they're unable to meet the demand in their market as more students enroll. They just don't have the staff available to teach these kids. And it's great that people are signing up for music lessons now more than ever, you know, with COVID slowly fading in the rearview mirror, we can anticipate more of this. And I have a feeling that this fall is going to be a real boom for music schools. But you need teachers to teach the lessons. So on last week's podcast called The Number One Challenge with Running a Music School, I talked about how the number one challenge is really the fact that there are only so many people within a given market that have the skills and the character traits to simply teach music lessons. And then within that population, there's an even smaller percentage of people that are actively looking for a teaching job. And this is a really unique problem to our industry. If you owned a restaurant, if you owned a retail store, it would be so much easier to hire people because there's so many people within a given market that have the skills or the ability to work in a restaurant or work in retail. And look, in those industry twos, those industries as well, they're also struggling to find people. So when you're dealing with an industry such as music education, which requires a very specific set of skills, the employment shortage really hurts. We really feel it a lot more than other industries. So in the last episode, one solution I presented to this challenge is leaning more into group classes. Perhaps you already have group options in your school, but the percentage of students taking groups are a relatively low amount. Well, this fall would be a great time to focus on how can you get more of your students into groups. Now, that's where marketing comes into play. You have to be able to show the parents in your music school the value of your group classes. And it needs to be evident to the parent that the group class provides an experience that can't be replicated in their private lesson. That's unique to the group. And that's why I talked about my Kids Rock and Junior Rockers programs. They're unique to the private lesson because kids are learning in the social environment of a performing ensemble. So very different than the group class. Last week, I conducted a survey in the Music Lessons and Marketing group that asked music school owners to share with everyone what percentage of their students were beginners, what percentage were advanced. And then from these two surveys, I was able to also identify what percentage were intermediate level musicians. So 65% of the participants in these surveys said that 70% of their students were beginners. 87% of those who participated said that 10% of their students were advanced or are advanced. And with this information, we can conclude that 20% of students in most music schools, or at least within this body of music schools that participated in the survey, that 20% were intermediate level musicians. So 90% of students in a typical music school are either beginner or intermediate, and a small portion are advanced. Now, I know teachers who only teach advanced level students, and they're typically a solo teacher. They're typically not working in a music school. Or perhaps there are music schools who hire really high-end teachers and they only send advanced level musicians or students to that music teacher. But with this knowledge or with this awareness that a large majority of students in music schools are at the beginner to intermediate level, why do we prioritize college level and graduate level instructors? A musician that has a degree in music lets us know that they know a lot about music and they're probably a pretty good musician, but they don't teach you how to teach music lessons in college. I studied music in college and they never talked about how to teach this stuff. I learned a lot about music theory and that was awesome. I obtained a much greater understanding of music, but my teaching ability after 4 years of college wasn't any different than my teaching ability before I went to college. Yet so many music schools are looking to hire this caliber of a musician, and they really incorporate it into their marketing. They put it front and center that their instructors are all college-degreed musicians or they have graduate degrees. I know music schools that charge more for instructors that have a graduate level degree. But knowing that a majority of students are beginner to intermediate, is it necessary to have an instructor with such a high level of musical understanding? I've been guilty of this. Perhaps you've been guilty of this, where you hire an instructor because their resume and their credentials are so impressive, but they just lack the personality and the communication skills to be an effective instructor. And over time, I learned that it was more important to prioritize personality over skill. I'll never forget, I hired this one drum instructor. He really couldn't read music. He had formal training with the drum instructor, but compared to the rest of my staff, he was not as well-rounded as the rest were. Turns out that he was one of my best instructors because the kids loved him, the parents loved him, and the students were making progress. What more can you hope for from an instructor? So as I said earlier, one cure to this employment shortage is to try to run a smaller, leaner staff by having a larger percentage of your students in groups. If you've got a growing group program, maybe you've got rock bands, maybe you've got group piano going on or some type of vocal group, What would it take to say to all incoming students, you have to start out in the piano group. You have to start out in the vocal group. That's what I did in my music school. Everyone between the ages of 4 and 11 had to start out in one of my group programs. I got my marketing language down so that I was able to persuade parents on the phone that this was the more attractive option for their child, or that their child would thrive and enjoy the group class more. And I also always presented a 30-day money-back guarantee. If for any reason your child doesn't love Kids Rock, I'll give you your money, you know, back for the month, and then we can try private lessons from that point. I don't think anyone ever took me up on that. But I eliminated that risk for them. I made it so hard for them to say no to my offer. So today on the show, I want to talk about some other ways that you can handle or solve the employment shortage that most music schools are dealing with right now.
Forte is a free alternative to Zoom, purpose-built for music teachers. Forte puts you and your teaching style at the center of the educational experience. In particular, Forte offers industry-leading audio quality. This is what Zoom sounds like. Now listen to the same music recorded on Forte using the same equipment. Our mission is to empower teachers to do their best teaching online. Sign up for free and start teaching your students on Forte today. Just go to fortelessons.com. That's fortelessons.com.
Look, we all know finding music teachers right now is sometimes or feels nearly impossible, but it was hard enough to find instructors before COVID. It often took me 1 to 3 months to find an instructor. It involved a lot of networking and placing ads. It just, like I said, there aren't that many people out there with the skills and the personality to teach. And then there's even less of those people that are actively looking for a job. Another solution I encourage you to consider is not to hire music teachers. Don't run ads for music teachers. Run ads for musicians. Run an ad that says musicians wanted, because there are more musicians in your city than there are musicians who identify as a teacher. And look for musicians who have engaging, friendly, and warm personalities, musicians who have never taught before, and you teach them how to teach. By hiring teachers who've never, or by hiring musicians, I should say, who've never taught before, they will be so grateful that you've taught them this skill that they'll have for the rest of their life. And you don't have to pay them $35 or $40 an hour like you do the seasoned music instructor. A musician who's never taught before doesn't have any expectations as to what the culture in your music school is going to be like. When you go hire the music instructor who's been teaching for 15 years, they have a pretty set idea of what type of environment they want to be in, or what type of environment to expect from your music school. These seasoned instructors typically get jobs, they teach in a studio, and no one's really managing them. Maybe it's in a retail shop. They just show up and they teach. And as long as they show up on time and retain students, everybody's happy. But if you're a music school owner who's trying to be more of a mission-based or mission-driven music school, and you have specific aspects of teaching that you want your teachers to incorporate, that's not going to sit well with that teacher who's been teaching for 15 or so years, who's used to always doing it his or her own way. Whereas the musician who's never taught, they're just so much more receptive to direction. They're so much more coachable. They really need that from you. One of my teachers years ago said to me, I think this kind of sums up the mindset of the sort of seasoned professional instructor. He said, Dave, look, I've been teaching for 20 years. You teach your way and I'll teach mine. I mean, that's the mindset of a lot of these teachers. I fired that teacher soon after that. So what you can do, and this is super easy to do, is develop a teacher training and ongoing mentoring program. And I'll get how to develop that in just a moment. But let's talk about where you can find these musicians. So if you're a traditional music school, you can reach out to teachers in the community who are teaching professional musicians. Reach out to those teachers and say, hey, do you have any students that are really solid players that display these character traits? And you have those character traits, maybe, you know, they're really warm and friendly and a creative thinker. Ask the teacher if they have any students that fit that profile and then reach out to those students. All musicians identify as musicians, but not all musicians identify as music educators or instructors. So target those musicians. If you're a rock school or kind of a more modern school that focuses on pop music, ID local, you know, local bands and contact them. Let them know you're looking to hire musicians. Social media is a great place to find out who, you know, the good local bands are. There's a ton of talent right there. I always hired jazz musicians. I just felt jazz musicians can pretty much teach anything. Most jazz musicians also have pretty good rock chops, and most of them can play classical music really well. So they're great readers. They know their theory up and down. They have great ears, and they're great at improvisation. So I would network in the jazz community. There were a few teachers in my community that only taught advanced level jazz musicians. There was a guy named Dave Black, and you had instant bragging rights if he would accept you as a student. He only taught professional to semi-professional guitar players. I always would call him when I needed a new instructor. And also talk to your staff and ask them if they have any friends or if they know anyone who's a solid musician or competent musician who's got a warm, friendly personality. And be consistent with following up with your staff. Maybe you see your staff on a Monday and say, hey, did you go out and hear any bands this weekend? Oh, yeah, I was at this club. I heard some bands. Hey, do you know any of those guys? Do you think any of those band members would make for a good teacher? Just keep it top of mind for your staff. Offer them, you know, an incentive, a bonus, $100, $200 bonus if they can refer a teacher to you. It's not enough to go to your staff and say, hey, can you think of anyone that would be a good teacher? They'll think about it in that moment, but you got to keep it top of mind for them. Ask them questions that are going to help them explore in their mind. Who do they know? Maybe just from a social standpoint. Maybe they're not even friends with them, but they know of a musician who seems nice and is a solid musician. So staff really is the easiest place to find musicians. So I want to talk about an ad that you could run. Here's something that I just put together for the podcast. And the ad reads like this. Musicians wanted. Do you love music and working with kids? Dave's Music School is looking to hire passionate musicians to help kids discover the thrill of playing an instrument. Notice how I haven't defined yet what the job is. I'm trying to pull them in. I'm trying to focus on their musicianship and their identity as a musician. One of our master instructors will train and mentor you in our teaching method. We'll teach you a skill that will allow you to pass your gift of music on to the next generation. So using some marketing in there, trying to make the job really sound appealing to a musician. Okay, so now you've got a musician who's never taught. They're eager to learn. Maybe they just got out of college. And hire that musician to trail you for a week. Put them on some sort of, you know, training rate. And give the musician, your new hire, a worksheet to fill out during each lesson. And put your smartphone on a stand. And at key moments, key points in the lesson, ask them to record. I'll explain in a moment. So here's some questions that you could use on a little worksheet that the new hire could be filling out, could answer during the lesson. Question number one is, how does the instructor build rapport with the student? Number two, write a brief outline of the lesson structure. Number three, how does the instructor troubleshoot musical challenges the student has? Number four, what percentage of the lesson was devoted to playing? And what percentage was devoted to the instructor explaining or instructing? And number five, how did the instructor gamify the lesson? So, you know, did the instructor use any games? And you want them to detail a little bit what those games were. And the last one, number six, is what did the instructor do in the lesson that you feel you could incorporate into your own lessons? So these questions are just getting the, you know, trainee to kind of think about these different aspects of teaching. Have them fill it out for each lesson. But whenever you're going to do something in the lesson that is a teaching technique that you like to use in your lessons, turn to the trainee and say, hey, hit record for this. This is something that I always do in the lessons. They hit record. Runs for about a minute, tell them to turn it off. And over the week, you're going to have all these short snippets of video. You're going to have these notes from this trainee. You can use their notes and you can use the video to begin to develop for your music school a training program for new instructors. And it's not just enough to train them as you onboard the instructor. Training shouldn't be a one-time experience. It should be an ongoing process. It's like in the military. You don't just go to boot camp and then you're done. You're constantly training. You're constantly working on the fundamentals. So it's not enough to spend a week or two training a teacher and then let them go. Now there needs to be some sort of checking in with them and, you know, having a mentor, something that you could do. I did at my music school and it really went over great, is have the teachers sit in with each other with that worksheet that I mapped out for you just a moment ago and have them fill out the worksheet for teachers that they're observing. So let's say you have a teacher, a student cancels. You say to the teacher, hey, your 4 o'clock canceled. Cheryl's got a teacher, has a lesson at 4 o'clock. Why don't you sit in Cheryl's lesson and fill out the worksheet? You do this for a period of a few months, and then you hold a staff meeting and you share kind of some key points or key observations that the teachers pointed out in their observations. This type of meeting, it's not about you telling your teachers how to teach. It's you gathering data about how each of them teaches. And the question to ask everyone is, what ideas do you feel we all could incorporate into our lessons? So now what's happening is your teaching staff, they're creating your culture of education in your school. So in summary, one way to deal with this teaching shortage is try to embrace more of a group model for your school. Make groups an entry point for incoming students. That will take pressure off of you to have a larger teaching staff. And another solution is to hire musicians and develop a training program to teach them how to teach. Develop a training program that you don't write, that you don't create, that your trainees write and create by observing you or by observing some master teacher in your school. If you don't teach anymore, I'm sure you've got that one teacher that is just so amazing that you wish everyone taught like that teacher. That should be the teacher that the new hires are trailing. The only work that you have to do is get that video edited and get those notes cleaned up and put in some sort of bullet point format. And I encourage you to at least twice a year, hold a meeting with your staff to talk about how each of them teaches and what they can learn from each other. This approach will allow your teachers to feel more a part of the school. We'll give them a sense of ownership in the school that they shared with everybody, a teaching technique that they use, and all of their contemporaries, all the other teachers said that's a great idea, and they started using it in their lessons. So some food for thought as we inch closer to the fall season.
Well, I hope today's episode was helpful for you, for anybody who's potentially looking to hire music teachers for their studio. As I mentioned, Dave's podcast is highly recommended. I heard it myself because I am a listener of his podcast. You can go and check it out over by searching for Music Lessons and Marketing or Dave Simon over on your favorite podcast player. That's the end of the show for this week. I'm Tim Topham, and you've been listening to The Topcast. I'll speak to you next week. For more information about this episode and to find out how to enhance your own teaching, visit topmusic.co. You'll find everything you need for your studio, from lesson plans to cheat sheets, quick win teaching ideas, and guides on how to build your teaching business. Plus, you'll be connected to a global community of the world's top music teachers. And when you're ready, join hundreds of other teachers around the world by becoming a Top Music Pro member and get access to all our bonus content and flagship courses. And don't forget to follow topmusic.co on social media and subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to it. That's all for today. We'll see you in the studio.